There's chaos in the studio.
Absolute
right now.
Chaos.
And actually in the building.
Yes.
Attorney General Tong is in studio. Good morning, sir.
We're ready for a Tong tasting. Good morning.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Yeah. And Ricky from Seven Seas is here. He brought an assistant who looks very familiar.
Very
familiar.
He's
wearing a chef's hat, so I don't know.
Right.
It's Boston John dressed as like one of the chefs from the Bugs Bunny cartoon.
What, does he like baked lobster now?
He looks like the Lindt chocolate man from the commercial.
That's the craziest half an hour on the air this morning.
I was right. The Jiffy Pop man.
Right.
I got to have a wingman, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, right, John, here you are. I see you.
Okay. Well, are you watching yourself now? Look at he's adjusting his camera. Why don't you focus on the lobster roll you're here to make?
He's doing everything, yeah. Cameras, lighting, the whole nine yards.
I could see some hesitation now in the attorney general's face. Like, wait, this is the guy who's making the seafood that I'm going to eat when I have a full day?
It is excellent, though. That's the thing.
It's okay. He found it floating.
The seafood prepared in the break room.
Yes.
At the radio station.
Yes. It was prepared at the restaurant. We were only warming it in the kitchen.
And it's only right
why
down
was
the street.
It cold? Did you leave it out all night? Or?
No,
it kept crawling away. Where'd it go now?
And Phil, what kind of chaos was going on in the break area?
Well, you see how Ricky's just moving now. He's just he's left, right, bouncing back and forth. He's got a lot of energy. So he was in the kitchen, and I guess he needed the warmer to heat up the food that he just made. So he unplugged the coffee pot. The whole machine is unplugged.
That is not what you want to do at a radio station.
There's a line of impatient, angry people waiting for the coffee, and they're like, why isn't it lighting up?
Thanks, Phil.
And then Ricky's like, oh, yeah, no, that was me. I unplugged it. And we're like, cool. Okay.
All right. Wait for that email.
Attorney General Tong in the house. Going to do a Tong tasting.
Yes.
Which not only is he the super attorney of all of Connecticut, but he's also a foodie.
Yes.
I'm also the super eater of all of Connecticut.
Right.
So I'm,
right.
I'm doing my pre-meal calisthenics now.
Yes. Like Joey Chestnut does.
Yeah. It's like, I'm doing my stretches.
Right. Yep. Remember to chew with your jaw.
But Joey got tossed from the contest.
Yeah, for the soy dogs.
He's, you know.
Has he been on here
this
before?
This is calculated.
Yeah, he's been on.
This is calculated.
Well, he has an agent now, and he made a deal with one of these hot dog companies that's not real meat.
Impossible Foods.
Yep.
Impossible Foods.
Yep.
And, you know, Nathan's was going to give him $1.2 million for 4 years.
Yeah.
And they said, look, we bent over backwards for this guy, but he just wants to do, he wants to be a spokesperson for other hot dogs. This, by the way, Nathan's.
Yeah.
It's a commercial.
It is.
You know, it's a very well-planned commercial to kick off, you know, summer, 4th of July, hot dog eating contest, Coney Island.
It's iconic.
So, but now Netflix says...
Oh, the most brilliant thing.
Yeah. They're going to do their own hot dog eating contest with Joey Chestnut live on the same day.
Can't be Kobayashi?
On Netflix.
Just him versus Kobayashi. That's it.
Seriously?
Kobayashi is... But he's still doing Nathan's, right?
No, I think he's been banned.
Yeah, he can't do it either.
Oh, why? Why was he banned?
He did some kind of a protest.
Right.
There was some kind of like a scrum that happened, and they were like, no, that's it.
Well, he was the guy for years until Joey Chestnut came along.
Right. And Chestnut. Like,
so who do they have left if they've got no Chestnut, no Kobayashi?
That's funny. All the sports betting pages went to this other guy who I think ate like 30-something or 40-something hot dogs to Joey Chestnut's 46, but he came in second the last couple of times.
Number two.
And all the betting odds are now that if Joey Chestnut is not in it, it's this guy.
Yeah. Well, who's that guy we know that's a competitive eater? He also enters that as well.
Yeah, I can't
think of
his name. His wife,
William Tong.
Would that be hysterical?
Imagine that if you did it.
That'd be awesome.
Have you ever had the...
It's not Kobayashi. It's William Tong.
All right. They're putting the lobster roll in front of you right now.
So here's what I was concerned about. I got to take a photo for my Instagram later.
Yes.
But here's what I was concerned about. I was concerned that we would have a cold lobster roll.
Right. No,
and I am relieved that it's a hot, buttered, legit lobster roll. 59 years in the making at Seven Seas. I need one of those polo shirts. That's swag.
You should have told me.
That swag.
I'm only 5 minutes away. I can get you one after the show.
Yeah.
Can I tell you that would be the worst? I don't know. We're in the ratings, so there's no bad publicity. But
no, of course not. No.
But if
us,
the
no.
attorney general got sick this morning, had to cancel his schedule.
Right.
Oh, please, Chaz.
Okay. What do you mean Ricky hit the seven
seas?
Ricky left.
You can, this is why you brought Boston John. You blame it on him.
Right. I mean, he's my new assistant. John, right. Something you would like to say.
Seven seas. Well, Ricky, before the attorney general tries it, we want him to try it soon so it's still warm. Tell the attorney general a little bit about seven seas.
Just explain.
Oh, so it was started by my grandfather, and my father worked there in 1965. And currently, now it's my father, myself, my sister, and now my daughter. We're all. It's a family restaurant.
It is not a great place.
It's not a corporate place.
So as you know, I grew up in a Chinese restaurant. So my parents ran a place for most of my childhood, and probably like Ricky, around sixth grade, seventh grade, I got called off the bench.
Right.
Nights and weekends.
Right.
I know what that feels like.
You're in.
No, yeah. To this day, I've mentioned on the show, I miss Duran Duran at the Hartford Civic Center, now the XL Center,
yeah.
because I had to work.
Right.
No and Def Leppard.
No Hungry Like the Wolf. No yeah. Def Leppard.
No reflex, nothing.
That
no.
Good, huh?
All right. I'm putting the bib on, though.
All right, here we yeah, go. Good idea.
Ruth, get a shot of his tie. Look what's on his tie.
It's got fish on it.
He's got little fishies.
On the sea.
Is that just a happy coincidence?
Well, I need a backup.
You would I promised I would make it back to the studio, and I'm back. And I'm back. And
did Ruth
you
tell you the part that it's not about you? Did
she
tell
no.
You okay. Right. The attorney general, and he's doing a tong tasting now.
Right. Oh, he's going right. for the lemon first.
Okay.
Well, do we have? I need a fork.
You need a fork.
I got you. I got you covered.
Because the slaw is important.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Right. It's
nothing
a medley.
Like
it's a medley.
There's nothing worse than hitting a summertime spot.
Yep.
You know, for a lobster roll or whole belly clams. That's
oh,
my
yeah,
other
yeah.
jam.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And
right.
the slaw's no good.
That, oh, my God. So disappointing.
Oh, goodness gracious. You're going to be
like
judged
in a
on the
swimming
slaw?
Pool? There's gotta
oh,
be,
yeah.
There's got to be fries,
yeah.
slaw.
You get judged on the whole thing.
There's got to be fries, slaw, and a pickle.
So,
make it legit.
So, Ricky, how in your view, after 59 years, how am I supposed to take it? A little lemon, right?
You squirt the lemon over the top of the
Yeah, and then what
the
do
lobster.
I do with the, how about the butter? Do I need to add
you can
more
dip
butter?
It. You can pour it. Some people like to, you know, like fill.
Like a shot?
I'll dip it.
You do like a shot?
Yeah, I dunk it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a chaser. That'd be cool.
All right, here we go. He's
all
picking
right. Am
it
I
up.
Supposed to eat?
Yes.
Oh, can
yes.
we get the 2001?
But what about you?
Ricky, it's not your show. Go back to Twitch.
Dun, dun, dun,
all right,
dun,
so I'm seeing a fair bit of claw meat here.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yep. It's reaching itself.
I'm
nice.
Doing a dunk.
Nice. He's dunking.
I got a turn here.
He's gonna try not to spill on himself because he's got a long day.
I got a long day and
with
a
light
tie.
Blue shirt. Yep. Goes in.
Here's the bite. Chew. Eyes are closed.
Look at the golf thing. Enjoying.
He's amazing.
Really
amazing.
Yes.
All right.
It's in the hole. It's in the hole. One shot. It's in the hole.
And just so you know, like
it's
the attorney
pure.
General's not going to lie.
Pure.
No,
it's
he's
pure.
An attorney.
Yeah, he can't lie.
He can't lie. No. He's under oath.
Right.
Pure lobster taste with a hot buttered roll. This is the only way to take a lobster.
And the roll's yep. key too.
Yeah. It's
great.
Everyone else ready for some?
It's great.
So you 100%.
One more bite.
What would you give it on a 10 scale?
12.
Nice.
Whoa. That's bigger than a Marshall.
You didn't even have to think about it.
Off the chart.
It's higher than 11. It's more than 11.
This goes to 11.
Ours is one louder.
Right. This is one tastier. It goes to 11.
And he dunked it a second time
nice.
In that butter.
Gotta have it.
That's the better bite. The first bite is great because you're like, okay, I got a good one. Then when you dunk the bite into the butter and go back, oh. Yes.
Can I tell you, now that you've tasted it, I didn't want to kind of lean you in a direction.
Right.
But anytime we do, like, best roadside seafood place, Seven Seas always gets mentioned as best lobster roll.
Always.
Hands down.
Yep.
We talked about it once, and then someone drove from almost out of state. They were right on the border, and they drove there, and they said it was worth it, and it was the best one they've ever had.
It's not a faker.
No.
He doesn't say, "Oh, I love food," and then
oh no, he's doing,
like, "I gotta watch what I'm eating."
The ketchup.
He's going bananas over there.
Oh yeah.
Well, the slaw. I told you how important the slaw is.
Oh yeah. Right?
Attorney General William Tong in studio.
It's almost gone.
He's doing a tong tasting live on the show.
Yes.
And you can follow him on Instagram as he goes to various restaurants all over the state. I don't know how he stays so fit eating all these different foods.
But high metabolism.
He has Ricky from Seven Seas, and Boston John came as his assistant.
Yep.
And they brought him the world-famous Seven Seas lobster roll.
Yes.
And on a 10 scale, the attorney general has given it a 12.
A 12.
Thank you.
12.
And he's had the coleslaw. He's commented on that during the break. It's great. And we heard from Ricky during the break. We were off air, but they make this. They make their own coleslaw.
Yeah.
Fresh there. Yep. I didn't. Who makes coleslaw?
I know one guy.
It seems like a lot of work.
These folks.
Yeah. <It's great. laughs> and then right now here. You're trying the French fries?
Trying the French fries.
Yeah. They, which, unfortunately, you know,
the fries are awesome. Down since, yeah, but they're very tasty.
No.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, they're best had hot.
Right, but you know what? I mean, even though it's a little cooler, they're still the flavor is fantastic.
Thick.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
No.
Really? You have to do that?
Sorry, man.
Ricky. Ricky.
All right.
Come on.
I'm putting on my good behavior. Hit the
just trying.
I went to grab the ketchup,
yeah.
And it fell over, it almost knocked the butter
all over.
Over the attorney general.
Sucked.
Oh, that would have really been...
That would have sucked.
It would have been bad for the 9 a.m. meeting.
And then all of a sudden, like, the ketchup bottle goes...
John,
what happened to you? Well, I was having some food over with Chaz and AJ, and they turned to a food fight accidentally because someone knocked things over, and they catapulted butter on me.
So I love summer road food.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't? Yeah, nice summer day on a deck outside, nice cold beer and stuff. It's awesome. Or iced tea, if you're driving. Just saying.
This is a good french fry.
Very good. More like a steak fry, actually.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, I'm going back in for another bite, just because, you know.
He's going back in!
Another dip here.
Cover me! Okay, you're covered.
So you have a lot in common with Ricky from Seven Seas, which I didn't think was going to happen.
Right.
But, you know, you grew up in a family restaurant.
Yep.
And then you got called to duty.
Yep.
Fork. I got a mouthful.
Right.
Me too.
He loves that lobster roll. He's not just saying it.
Oh, no. It's not a one bite, walk away politician type thing. No, he's diving right into it. That's going to be ending. That's gone.
You know, sometimes you see the politicians come and they hold that shovel.
Yeah.
The pictures are taken and then.
Right.
Well.
And then they leave
first
and let the workers do the work.
First they say, what is this thing you're handing me?
Yeah, they put on the gold helmet.
Right. Is this a thing of your people? I have no idea what this is. Yes.
You know, speaking of physical fitness and trying to stay trimmer, you know, I had to learn to not, you know, I had to learn to cut the fat off my steak, for example, and not eat it because the way I grew up.
Which is the best part.
Oh, yeah. No, you ate.
Which is the best part.
You ate everything you got.
Right. But part of that's because, you know, of the way that my parents and grandparents grew up. Right?
Yeah.
They're immigrants. My grandparents ran from the Communist Revolution, the Japanese during World War II.
Yeah.
Whoa. So they never let anything go to waste.
Oh, no.
Right?
Oh, no. Growing up, you ate the pan on the plate, too.
And yeah. So I look at this plate full of great food. I'm not going to let it go to waste.
Oh, hell no.
Right.
Hell to no.
What's your plan with pizza? How do you handle that?
So that's like
some people say. Well, you just have one slice. It's like, yeah, well, that's impossible.
That's funny. Those cute numbers you got to work with. One slice. Yeah,
one slice. What am I? 12?
Exactly.
You can't have one slice. I thought you were going to ask me to make a choice, and I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. No. No.
No.
Nah.
We know better.
Yeah.
They're all good.
Yeah. There is no bad pizza.
Well, go to Texas or Vegas.
Yeah. That bad, huh?
Well,
yeah.
I have a dispute with my fellow attorneys general over who has the best pizza. And of
course, really?
it's not a contest.
They don't know any better.
They don't know any better. But the best was we got into it on, it must have been on X or when it was Twitter. And me, New York, and Illinois. And New York and I went back and forth.
New York has a, they have an argument.
They have an argument.
It's a different style of pizza in New York. It's a foldable pizza.
New Jersey tried to get in on it and we shut that down. But then Attorney General Kwame.
I remember when this happened because this went viral.
It got nasty.
New Jersey jumped in and, like, collectively, New York, Connecticut, and Illinois.
Shut up. It was a verbal fist fight.
It was like Sonny when he goes after Carlo, right, with that garbage can.
Right, exactly. It was brutal in the street.
But Kwame Raoul, who is the Attorney General of Illinois, jumps in with his deep dish pizza, and somebody says, it's good, but it's not pizza. It's a cheese casserole.
Nice.
It is. That's what it is.
It is. It really is. It's a pie. I mean, it literally is a pie. It's thick. I don't know if I've never had Chicago pizza before. I'm not opposed to trying it, but it looks like it's a lot of work.
So, young Chaz is in Rome right now, and he posted a video yesterday.
Young Eleanor Tong is in Europe.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Aha! Perhaps I'll meet.
Is she there for Yacht Week?
She's not there for Yacht Week.
Well, it's Yacht Week. Well.
Yeah.
Nice.
Young Chaz is there for Yacht Week.
Cool.
With his boss.
Yeah. I saw the video. Beard looks good on him, by the way.
He's down the street from the Coliseum.
Hmm.
And he had a slice of pizza, so it's the worst. Like, yep. Vegas pizza is better than pizza in Rome.
Wow, that's pretty bad. Vegas pizza beats it.
Does he live in Vegas?
Yeah.
Well, from what I understand, when it comes to pizza, pizza was not an Italy thing. The immigrants made when they came here. Italy's not known for pizza.
Pepe's, we've heard the story a million times. They were making bread then during the Depression.
They threw some sauce on it, and then cheese evolved into it, and then toppings
exactly
evolved.
Right.
It was a development over time.
Right.
But everybody goes, I'm going to Italy, get some great pizza. No.
No, you're not.
They're like, what the hell's pizza? I don't know. Hey, Giancarlo, make something. Okay. Thanks, you know.
So, Attorney General, anything important going on in your world before we say goodbye?
Besides food?
He's done a heck of a job on that.
Yes, he has.
By the way, he's really finished that up. Oh, my God.
I'm crushing this right now.
Yes, you are.
And you ate the roll in the lobster roll.
Lots going on. I want to come back in and talk to listeners who have issues, consumers who have issues, right? We want to do that again soon. We had to sue a big used car dealer here in Connecticut recently because they're ripping people off.
I saw the story, yeah.
Yeah. And that's hard to, you know, it's hard to see, it's hard to hear because, you know, for somebody, you know, spending a used car, even 10, 15, 20 grand, you know, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And you save up, you put a lot into it, and then to have to deal with it when somebody...
It's a drag.
It is.
And it doesn't end.
No, it does not. Yeah. I've been there many times.
Does that make it weird for you? Like, you know, you fight this car dealership, and then you're at an event, and then there they are on the next table. Didn't that happen here? You were here, and you were talking about a particular bank, and then you went to an event and spoke, and the bank was the title sponsor.
I gave them the Michael Corleone. You know?
Yes.
Remember that?
M&T.
Yeah, it was M&T.
And I think I was on here.
You were on here scratching them. Yeah, we're going after them. I'm going to get them. And then you show up at an event, and there's this big M&T logo behind you.
Oh, God.
they're still not great. But,
they turned it back on you.
As Michael said, you know, it's not personal. It's strictly business.
It's strictly business.
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Do the right thing. I had a back and forth with a furniture store on Long Island back many years ago. And they're giving me stuff. And I said, look, the second that you give me what you told me you were going to give me, I go away.
Yeah.
It's very simple. Yeah. Just do what you said you were going to do.
Yeah, please me and I'm gone.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for being
a great
attorney general and eater. And Ricky from Seven Seas.
Thank you for having me back, Chaz.
Always Boston John, excellent, man.
Thank you, guys.
Excellent in your role as
thank
assistant.
You for having me.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.